Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
It's now or never for the AEW Women's Division. Let's talk about it. What's good, everybody? What's the word? What's going on? It's Jordan Turner back once again with another audio podcast right here on the digital airwaves of YouTube. This is the Wrestling Takeover. This conversation is going to be all about the AEW Women's Division. Now, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to be as honest as I can with you guys. I seen this quote and I want to kind of break it down. The quote reads, "There's something that's happening in the AEW Women's Division that doubters don't want to admit to." I seen that and I honestly feel the same way about, you know, the AEW Women's Division. You know, you have a lot of detractors regarding the women's division and the depth of the women's division, the lack of storylines, lack of character development. And, you know, I was in that ballpark as well, too. And I feel like now you're really starting to see that, you know, Tony Khan is finally wanting to invest his time into building a solid to great women's division. You know, for many years, the AEW women's division was a laughing stock. I'm just going to be real with you guys and be frank with you guys. The whole women's division was a complete afterthought. It was a joke. It didn't really have any storylines that we, the viewers, can invest our time into. It had no character development. But all of a sudden, I don't know, something must have happened where Tony Khan's mental state was like, yo, we gotta build a quality division. And you look at the women's division now, there's characters, there's actual stories that we can follow from Dynamite to Collision. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting. I actually wrote down a list of all the women that I feel that are in the women's division right now. I have a total of 19. I will get to the 19th person, and this is kind of why I even made the video. And it is now or never for the women's division. You either need to get, you know, stay on the pan and keep it hot, keep it fresh, or get off the pan and just not invest your time into the women's division. But Tony Khan, from what it looks like, from week to week, seems like he's actually trying to build the women's division. And I'm going to get to my girl, you know, later on, because like I said, this is kind of why I even came up with the video here on YouTube talking about the women's division. The reality is the AEW women's division has a lot of great talent. And I wrote down all of the women that I feel are really talented and I feel can add depth into the women's division. We got Jamie Hayter. We got Britt Baker. We got Toni Storm. We got Deonna Purrazzo. We got Serena Deed. We got Sheeta. We got Athena, who's killing it in Ring of Honor. And in my opinion, she needs to be on AEW soil, in my personal opinion. We got Chris Statlander, the TNT champ. We got Ruby Soho, or I'm sorry, Chris Statlander is the TBS champion. My apologies. We got Ruby Soho. We got Julia Hart. We got Willow Nightingale. We got a returning Thunder Rosa. We got Soraya. We got Red Velvet. We got Mariah May. We got Taya Valkyrie. We got Sky Blue. Now we got the recent signing, which I was thrilled that she got signed to AEW, Queen Amita. Now, you guys don't really know her. She's been killing it in the indies. And she's been doing a tremendous job. Now, my problem is we haven't really gotten a a video package detailing what Queen Amina is really capable of inside, outside the ring, where she came from. You know, AEW really lacks that authenticity, that when we see people debut, they just debut and we don't get any backstory on these individuals. They pop up and then they move forward. I kind of need to know some backstory with these individuals. I heard of Queen Amina. I've looked her up. I've done my research. I've done my homework. But, you know, I'm not like any other wrestling fan, right? Most fans don't want to do that. They don't want to do their homework. And that's totally understandable. And I don't understand why wrestling fans, when someone debuts, and the vast majority of the wrestling community is kind of like, who's this? I don't know who this is. I've never heard of that individual. And then the marks. Oh, you got to go look it up. You got to go look it up. Motherfucker, I don't want to go look it up. I don't want to. You know what AEW should be doing is detailing who this individual is, what they're capable of, and give me the backstory on this individual that's recently signed with AEW. It can be a big name. It can be a small name. It doesn't matter. And AEW really lacks that authenticity. They don't do their homework. They don't do their due diligence. And in fact, it's kind of like they're telling the audience, yeah, you need to go search it up yourself. Motherfucker, I don't want to do that. From time to time, I don't want to do that. I want you to let us know who this individual is and give us a great backstory on this person that you just recently signed. AEW doesn't do that, and they need to cut that shit out. They need to start doing that. Every signing that they go with moving forward, again, it can be a big name like Kazuchika Okada and Mercedes Moné. It can be a small person, a person that just doesn't have a big name. It doesn't matter. You need to give us a dialogue on who these individuals are. Oh, well, you already know who Mercedes. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if I know them or I don't know them. You need to give us great detail on who these individuals are through video packages, through interviews. You need to let us know who these people are instead of just throwing them out there and expecting the audience to know. Because I'm telling you right now, AEW fans do not watch WWE. AEW fans do not watch New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm one of one. All right, I'm very rare. I watch a lot of pro wrestling. WWE, AEW, TNA from time to time. New Japan Pro Wrestling from time to time. But even if it's from time to time, I'm still on social media. So I'm still doing my due diligence. I'm still doing my homework. I know who Queen Amina is because I looked her up. I did my due diligence. I've seen a couple of her matches. She's fucking incredible. So I'm happy that she signed to AEW. And she's going to do amazing work. So I can't wait. But again, this whole video is about Mercedes Moné. And I'm going to break down the signing of Mercedes Moné, why it's a big deal, and why there is a now or never approach towards Tony Khan from my point of view and from any other fan's point of view. This is it, bruh. This is it, TK. You signed Will Ospreay. You signed Okada, and that's great. But for the women alone, from this conversation regarding the women's division, bro, this is make or break right here. You signed Deonna Purrazzo, and you're about to already sign Mercedes Moné. You signed Mariah May, and then now you just signed Queen Amina. I mean, these are four incredible athletes. People are going to ask me, what about Julia? Listen, bro, I think Julia is going to WWE. I'm going to keep it there. So you have a great women's division. You have a great nucleus of women. It's make or break, bro. It's make or break. You know, we have Chris Statlander, the TBS champion, right? She hasn't been really doing much with that championship. She hasn't really been doing much. You have, at this point, adding Mercedes Moné to the list, you have a total of 19 women. And I know Soraya has gone on record and stated that AEW needs to bring in a women's tag team championships. Baby, I'm sorry. No. No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that, and here's why. You know, AEW has a ranking system, right? Now, they need to uphold the ranking system, because the first time they had a ranking system, that was a joke. That whole rankings was a complete afterthought. Nobody cared. They didn't take it seriously. They abandoned it a couple weeks later after it debuted. Come on, man. You can't do that. You got to invest in what you create. You got to invest in what you bring in. They didn't do that. Now they're reintroducing it. This better work. And it can work. That's the thing that a lot of people in the IWC, a lot of people in the community, man, just don't seem to grasp. You can say you don't care about it, and that's understandable. You're entitled to your own opinion, and that's cool. But you can't just come up here and say to me, oh, I don't care. Well, why don't you care? Because I don't care. Okay. You know, whatever, cool. But to people that do care about it, like myself, because you can have fun with it, and I'm not trying to stroke my ego or nothing, but this is why I'm more creative than vast majority of people in the IWC. I'm able to take something like the rankings and make it fun. You got to make it fun. Then why are you putting the rank? Oh, we have rankings. I'm just going to hypothetically just be creative here for a second. AEW, in AEW's eyes, okay, let's start there first. In AEW's eyes, Jamie Hayter's number one. She's the champ, right? I'm just using this as a prime example. I know Toni Storm is the champion. I know that. And Deonna Purrazzo is the number one contender, and they will be having a match at AEW Revolution. I'm just using Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker as a prime example. I have to make that point because I know fans are probably going to be like, well, Jordan, what are you talking about? Jamie Hayter's hurt. Britt Baker's gone. The title match is Deonna Purrazzo and Toni Storm. I'm going to try to say this as respectfully as I can. I know that. All right? Jamie Hayter, Britt Baker, 1 and 2 in the rankings. All right, cool. They in a feud, right? What about 3 and 4? Deonna Purrazzo and Toni Storm. They can be in a feud. A number one contenders match. Because if Jamie Hayter loses, she's in a number one spot. And let's say Toni Storm at number 3, she beats Deonna Purrazzo. Jamie Hayter is going to go from 1 to 3, and Toni Storm's going to go from 3 to 1. Have fun with the rankings. You can create just memorable storylines within the ranking system. I don't think people grasp that. You can create storylines within the rankings. You got to go through the list. So all these women that I have here, like I said, 1 through 19, you can have fun with it. You can have fun with it. All right? So they got to do that. They got to have fun with it. I'm going to use another example. Let's see. Let's say Athena at number 7 versus Chris Statlander at number 8. They're in a rivalry. All right, cool. Chris Statlander defeats Athena in the rivalry. All right, cool. They flip spots. Now, Chris Statlander 7 and Athena goes all the way down to 8. Or I'll even give you this one. Let's say Hikaru Shida's at number 6 and she goes one-on-one with Soraya, who's at number 13. Oh, shit. Shida won, which means the number 13 spot. Or, I'm sorry. Shida lost because Shida's 6 from what I'm looking at here. Shida's 6 and Soraya's 13. So in that case, Soraya's going to 6 and Hikaru Shida's going to number 13. Have fun with it, bro. Have fun with it. Have these women keep climbing up and climbing up and climbing up. Have not only the rankings for the AEW World Championship for the women, but also the TBS Championship as well. Do the same thing that I just iterated to you guys with the world title. You can do the same thing with the TBS Championship. You do not need a women's tag team titles. Let's get that out the way right now. Nigga, you don't need that. You don't. You have a plan for that? You can't just bring them out. You have to have a long-term vision for something that you're bringing in. And no, a long-term isn't 6, 7 months, 3 months. No, you have to have a long-term vision with the tag team championships and the tag team division. You cannot just make up any makeshift tag team. You can't do that. That is my problem with the WWE's tag team division on NXT and on the main roster. They're just making up teams. I don't like that because it takes away the credibility of those tag team championships on NXT and on the main roster. You have the world title, you have the mid-card championship, and then you have rivalries throughout, right? You have the world championship feud, you have the TBS championship feud, and then you got 3-4 rivalries within. You feel me? Whoever wins in those rivalries, they can be bumped up into the world title scene or the TBS championship scene. Have the TBS championship the female version of the Intercontinental Championship. Period. I've been saying that with WWE, get rid of the women's tag team titles, bring in a mid-card championship. I've been saying that for years. I do not want AEW women's tag team titles. I don't. Now, with all these women, let's get to Mercedes because this is the junk of the whole video here. My girl's coming in and I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. And yes, if you are just finding the Wrestling Takeover on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and comment on this video here that you're listening to. Be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your audio podcasts. I appreciate the support, y'all. Love you guys. Now, with Mercedes Moné. Again, if you're new, I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Sasha Banks. She is, in my eyes, the best North American pro wrestler, women's wrestler in the world today. She is one of the GOATs in my eyes. Trish Stratus is number one, but she's holding on by a thread. She will eventually be topped by Mercedes Moné. I'm telling everybody that right now. Mercedes Moné, in my opinion, will go down as the greatest women's performer, whatever you want to call it, in the history of women's wrestling, in my opinion. All right? If we're talking WWE only, she will be number one. If we're talking in general, you know, she's going to have to do a little bit more, but, you know, she's already one of the best in the world. No question. So we got to give her flowers. I can't wait for her to come back to be on the United States soil and to be on national TV again. I cannot wait for her to sign that full-time contract and, you know, just see her live on TV again. It's going to be great. I think, though, there's pressure, man. There's pressure, pressure, pressure. You feel me? Pressure ain't like no other. You ready to dance with the pressure? Dance with that pressure. If you see pressure and you vanish and you turn around, you ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it. So is TK ready for it? Because I'm telling you right now, bro, I'll just speak for myself. I'm one of the biggest Mercedes Moné fans in the game, bro, in the whole community. And that ain't up for debate. So I'm telling you right now, Tony Khan fucks this up, we have a serious problem, bro. We have a serious problem. People, I've been reading on social media, I've been listening to people's podcast and talking about Mercedes Moné. I personally know some people who are saying if they fuck up Mercedes Moné, they're done. They're done with AEW. They don't want nothing to do with AEW. You cannot mess this up. You created the whole women's division. You've built it from the ground up, leading to a moment like this where you have a megastar, a generational talent. And Mercedes Moné, and you're going to fuck that up? You got to be kidding me. So, pressure is on Tony Khan, whether he likes it or not. Deal with it. Deal with it. You a boss? Go do boss shit, which you did because you signed a boss. Bet. Now, you better know what to do with the boss. I'm telling you, bro. This women's division can be great, man. You got some heavy hitters here. Jamie Hayter, Britt Baker, Toni Storm, the champ right now. Deonna Purrazzo, Serena Deeb, Sheeta, Athena. Athena needs to be on AEW Dynamite and Collision permanently. I don't know why she's still on Ring of Honor. I don't know what Tony Khan's mindset is with that. You got to get her on Dynamite. Simple. Chris Statlander, Ruby Soho, Julia Hart, who's been doing an amazing job thus far with the character work and the in-ring ability. So she's going to be a future pillar for that division, man. I can't wait for her and her progression to get better. Willa Nightingale, one of the best in the world. Thunder Rosa's back from injury, man. Love Thunder Rosa. Always have, always will be. And she's going to do amazing things. Soraya, from time to time, she'll appear here and there. You know, she's not a full-timer, but when she appears, it's a big deal. And she's a legend. Red Velvet, Mariah May, man. Mariah May has been doing an amazing job with the storyline with Toni Storm and Deonna Purrazzo. So Mariah May, look out for her. She's going to kill it in the women's division. I can't wait. Taya Valkyrie, hopefully we get more things with her. Sky Blue, another future pillar there. Queen Amina, y'all better go look out for Queen Amina, man. I'm telling you, the queen, yeah, she wears that crown the correct way. And none other girl that wears the crown, Mercedes Moné. So Mercedes Moné is coming into something thick, bro. She's coming in. She's looking at the women's division in the way it's being positioned now. It's a great deal. But there's pressure on Tony Khan to book the women's division, right? I think you're fine right now with the women's division. You don't need to go out and sign more people. You don't. You really don't. You're fine the way it is. You got heavy hitters. All it is right now is people need to stop getting injured. Like I said, Jamie Hayter, you feel me? I want her to come back, man. I really do. I want that Jamie Hayter and Mercedes Moné match at Wembley Stadium. We need that. So hopefully that's the destination, but we'll see what happens. I wonder who Mercedes Moné's first feud is going to be, because to be honest, that's going to kind of tell what's going to happen with her on AEW right now, man. I can't wait for it. I'm genuinely excited. Let me know in the comments, bro. Are y'all all excited about Mercedes Moné signing with AEW? Let me know what your optimism is on the women's division now that Mercedes Moné is going to be officially signing, or she already did, but soon appearing live on AEW soil. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I know how gifted Mercedes Moné is. I know that she's a generational talent. She's a GOAT. We know that. But how is Tony Khan going to treat someone that is a GOAT in a lot of people's eyes in Mercedes Moné? How are you going to handle her? You can't give her no rinky-dink rivalry, man. You cannot do that. You can't put her on Dynamite and then on Collision and then you want to put her on Rampage? Come on, fam. She's AEW Dynamite and she's AEW Collision. Simple. And if you screw this up, TK, listen, bro. Listen, man. You are going to get pitchforks and knives knocking out your door if you fuck up Mercedes Moné. You better watch out. I'm praying you do it right and you do her right. You don't have a generational talent coming in like that and you don't know what to do with her. There's no way. You better have a plan, and I think you do. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, just like all of us should give Tony Khan the benefit of the doubt, because there I know people personally who are telling me, and they are Mercedes Moné fans, and they are saying to me, yeah, AEW is going to fuck up Mercedes Moné by month 3, month 4, month 5. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't put that energy out there like that. But we got to be real at the same time. And, you know, I mean, I'm always real on the podcast. You already know what it is, man. The Wrestling Takeover, the most honest, most creative, most definitely the most creative podcast in the game today in the IWC. Y'all going to watch out for the Wrestling Takeover, man. I'm coming in quick. And I told y'all, man, the content is coming. And I told you guys I cover AEW as well, too, with topics, reviews. I'm telling you, bro, it's not just WWE, but majority of the conversations is related to WWE. But I will dabble in AEW content as well. So I appreciate the love, guys. Thank you for the support. Be sure, again, subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Follow me on Twitter at JT Takeover. Follow me on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover. And same thing for TikTok as well. I appreciate everybody on TikTok, man. The growth has been amazing. So thanks for showing me love, y'all. And until next time, this is Jordan Turner, host of The Wrestling Takeover.